ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः. So we have seen the two parsad, Jay and Vijay. Jay and Vijay, Lord said they are my devotees. And I think whatever they have done, disrespect they have shown to you by obstructing you at the seventh gate, I consider as if I have done, because I am master of these two Dwarpals. And whatever punishment you have given, I accept it, I second it. It's an appropriate. Whatever you have done is right. Now Lord is saying, Tadvah prasadayamah, please forgive me. Lord Narayan is saying to four Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, please forgive me. Please be happy. And I consider I have done this thing. Then he says, it is because of you, this whole part, whatever Narayan is saying, he is glorifying Brahman. You say, whatever glory I have got, it is because of you. Because the Brahman narrate all the kathas of Bhagwan Leela. If they don't narrate, then nobody will be able to know the glory of Lord. And by listening to the glory of the Lord, people get purified instantly. The Lord says, it is because of you I am getting this power. Power that whosoever listens to my katha, he gets purified. Therefore, I take the dust of the feet of Brahman and put it on my mukut, on my crown. Lord Narayan is saying, glorifying Brahman. Then he says that I eat in two ways. One is through the mouth of fire and another is through Brahmans. One is through the fire, oblation we put in the fire. Secondly, Brahman. But I prefer to eat through Brahman. Very clearly said. If you understand and accept it, then you have to apply in your life. It is punya to feed a Brahman. Who is a Brahman? We have already seen. Whenever a Swami or Acharya comes here in Yamunotri, at least Bhagavad class, all persons should jump to feed a Brahman. Now you understand why Lord is saying, I prefer to eat through Brahman, not through Agni, not the rituals. It's not necessary that you have to make all the items. There are 10-12 people here. Even somebody brings a salad, one brings a fruit, one brings another thing, this and that. You should jump and do. We find difficulty in finding people to feed a Brahman. It is so sad. So sad. Once so happened in Calcutta, Guruji was there. We invited him for Bhiksha. Slowly, slowly, you know, the number of sannyasi increased to 11. We made arrangement for one or two sannyasis. But normally what happens, all the swamis from the nearby area, they all started coming in. One after another, they are coming to meet Guruji. Now if Guruji is eating at my place, naturally everybody, I have to invite them. So 11 of them came, and we consider our fortunate. We were thinking of feeding one Guruji and 11 Brahman ate. So this opportunity we should not miss. We should always try to feed Brahman whenever the opportunity is there. How many times they come here? In Yamunotri, 3, 4, 5 times in a year, that's all. And we have got 200 families, and the food coordinator has to scramble. And I was so sad, last time Jyotiji has to do so much of work. Lunch, then breakfast, and one person doing, what is this? If we are studying Bhagavad, and if we see that Narayan himself is saying that I prefer to eat through Brahman, and who is a Brahman is not the one who is born in Brahman family, we have understood it very well, then we also try to take that punya. Then he says that the Lakshmi is serving, but I am not attached with the Lakshmi. I love Bhakta. And after that he says, please have blessing. Narayan is talking to Sanak Sanandan Sanatana Kumar, the Brahman. Please bless this Jai Vijay so that they come back soon to me. That is what he said. Now, Rishya Uchu, this was the background. The Rishi, the Sanak Sananda Sanak could not understand because it was so brief. We discussed in detail, but it was so brief they could not understand the tattva, the essence of what Lord has said. Why is praising Brahman so much? Why is asking for the forgiveness from Brahman? Then he says in verse number 16.
Rishaya yuchuhu navayam bhagavan vidmaha tava deva chikirshitam krito menu grahas cheti adadhyaksha prabhashase.
Na vayam, vayam means we, all the four. Na vayam, we are not able, bhagavan vidmaha, we are not able to know. We could not understand what you said about the Brahman and all that. Tava deva chikirsan, and what you wish us to do. Krito me, and krito me, you want anugraha, you want grace or blessings from us. Narayan is asking for blessing from Brahman. Now Rishi is saying, why are you asking blessings or forgiveness from me? Krito me anugraha cheti yad adhyaksha prabhasase. Yad adhyaksha, you are adhyaksha, you are ruler, you are supreme of the whole world. We could not understand this. Why are you asking forgiveness from me? Please explain. O Lord, we are puzzled to receive a request from thee, who are the master of everything, for a favor and a blessing to thee from us, from Brahma. Sankadi rishis could not understand that the Narayan Hari, who is supreme, was speaking as if he were wrong. Earlier he has said, Atmakritam, I am the master. Whatever wrong my servant has done, I consider that I am at fault. Therefore, it was difficult for the rishis to understand the words of Lord. Lord was speaking in a very humble way to show his merciful nature. Akhandananda Maharaj says, question is simple. What is the meaning of you being Lord Supreme and asking for our forgiveness? This is what is the summary of this sloka. You are Supreme Lord. Why are you asking our forgiveness? Next.
Brahmanasya param devam ब्राह्मणा किल ते प्रभो विप्राणां देवदेवानां भगवानात्मदैवतम्।
ब्राह्मणस्य परम दैवम्, सुप्रीम डिरेक्शन ऑफ द ब्राह्मण कल्चर, ब्राह्मण कल्चर ऑल ऑरिजिनेटेड फ्रॉम हिम ओनली। परम हाइएस्ट दैवम पोजिशन, ब्राह्मणा किल ते प्रभो एंड फॉर टीचिंग अदर्स लॉर्ड यू आर ऑल डूइंग दिस थिंग। विप्राणाम देवदेवानाम, विप्राणाम ऑल द ब्राह्मण, देवदेवानाम ऑल द गॉड एंड गॉडेसेस, ऑल ब्राह्मण एंड ऑल देवता वर्शिप यू। भगवान आत्मदैवतम, यू आर द वर्शिपेबल डेटी फॉर ऑल ऑफ देम। ब्राह्मण इज वर्शिपिंग दैट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ऑल देव देवताज आर ऑल्सो वर्शिपिंग दैट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। You are a friend and well-wisher of Brahman. It is but natural for you to believe that Brahman is your supreme deity. He glorified Brahman elaborately. The fact is that Lord is the self and the deity of not only Brahman but even gods of goddesses. He is devta of everybody, not only Brahman. But if you are worshipping me, if you are glorifying me, that's good. Why that is good? He is going to tell later. Lord Narayan is the cause of all causes. He is cause of Brahma and Shiv. Narayan, he alone was there. From his navel came Brahma. Then after that, when the creation started, then the question of sustenance and dissolution will come. Is it not so? Brahma will create. He alone came out from the navel of. So he is the source of Brahma, Vishnu and makes everything. Lord is very favorable to Brahman. He likes Brahman's culture, that is control of mind and senses, and that is written in our Samo Damas Tapasaucham Chantir Arjamevcha Jnanam Vijnanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Svabhavjam. He loves Brahman very much. Why? Because their nature is very good. What is their nature? Sama. What is Sama? Control of mind. Dama, control of senses. Tapa. Now tapa definition you have to ask Premalji. Manasya Indriyanam Ekagram Paramam Tapa. What is Param Tapa? Controlling your mind and senses. Why it is Param Tapa? Because they have got the manufacturing defect. What is the manufacturing defect? They are extrovert. All your organs of perception are extrovert. They are not introvert. Mind is also extrovert. So controlling your mind and senses is the greatest tap. Greatest tap. Very difficult to control. Tapa. Saucham. Saucham means purity. Purity outside and inside. What is purity outside? Taking bath every day is purity. Inside. What is the impurity inside? Sixth ripu. What are those six ripu? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad and matsarya. So purification inside and purification outside. Chanti. Chanti means what? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Quality of Brahman. Arjam. Arjavam. What is Arjavam? What is straightforwardness? How will you explain? Kaya, vacha, mansa in straight line. Simple. Kaya. You understand kaya? Body. Vacha? Mind, kaya vacha mansa in straight line. But in society you'll find people thinking something, speaking something else and doing altogether different. They're not in straight line. Arjavam. Brahman is Arjavam. Whatever he will say, he will do. Arjavam. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam. Jnanam, knowledge. Here is not the knowledge of physics, chemistry, math and all that. Knowledge about a Brahman. Vijnanam. Vijnanam is personal experience. Vishesh Gyan. He has experienced the Atman inside. Vijnanam. Astikyam. He has got faith. Brahma Karma Savavajam. That is the Brahma Karma. Brahman's Karma. And Lord loves Brahman because of their qualities. And earlier also he has said, Mai Adhyachena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Sanak Sanandan, they are saying, you are the supreme. You are supreme in your adhyachata. Adhyachata means under your guidance, under your presidency, under your rulership, under your governorship, the whole creation has come into existence. And you are seeking favor from us. We are not able to understand that.
Tatto sanatano dharmah rakshate tanu vistava dharmasya paramo guhyah nirvikaro bhavan matah.
Tvata means from you. Sanatan dharma. Sanatan dharma has come from you. Everything has come from him only, no? The sanatan dharma also has come from you. Rakshate tanu bhi tava. Rakshate, protect. You protect also. How? Tanu bhi. Tanu bhi means he takes lot of forms. To protect dharma, he takes lot of manifestation, incarnation. Matsyavatar, Baravatar, Kurmavatar, Ramavatar, Krishnavatar, he takes many forms. Why? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttan. Why? Because when the dharma goes down, he comes and again re-establishes dharma. So for the protection of dharma, you take many manifestations, many avatar. Rakshate tanu bhitava dharmasya paramo guyo nirvikaro bhavan mata. Mata means in my opinion. In my opinion, dharmasya, religious principles, supreme means parma, guhya, objective, nirvikara, unchanging. Who is unchanging entity? Lord is unchanging, that, Narayan. So you are the goal of all shastra. In all shastra, what is said? What is the goal of life? To know that supreme param. So from you all the dharma came, you are protecting dharma, and all the shastra say that you are the goal of life also. Now Brahman are glorifying, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar are glorifying Lord. Sanatan dharma came from you and same is protected by you. You take avatar to protect dharma. You are recognized by Shastra as immutable goal as well as the secret of dharma. So dharmasya paramo guhyam refers to the most confidential part of sanatan dharma. And in Bhagavad Gita also it is a sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sarvam bhaja. But you leave all dharma. What does that mean? Is it not seemingly contradictory? Lord says you should follow dharma. I have created dharma. I protect dharma. And again in Bhagavad Gita it is a sarva dharman paritajya. Mam ekam sarvam bhaja, come to me. What is the meaning of dharma there? Dharma there does not mean the dharma prescribed or duties in shastra. Dharma there means whatever we have superimposed. Superimposed. What we have superimposed? What you can give? Which you, a thing which you own, you only can give. Can you give this building in daan to somebody? This person? You don't own. How can you give? What we own, this body, this mind, this intellect, the Atman, the causal body and everything is all given by Lord only, created by Lord. But my body, my mind, this my is mine. Is it not so? That mind is to be given. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. Give up this what you own. What? My house. Who owns land? Who is the ultimate owner of the whole earth? He is. But we say, mera ghar. Is it not say, mera ghar? Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, before you said mera ghar, millions of people have said the same place is mera, mera, mera. And after you leave, then many people after that also will come, this is mera, 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 mera. And he is laughing from there. Dekho, कितना बुद्धू है, माई प्रॉपर्टी सेइंग मेरा मेरा मेरा. सो लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स टू वॉन्ट्स फ्रॉम अस दैट यू शुड गिव अप दिस मेरा, गिव अप दैट. धर्म मीन्स वैल्यूज विच आर टू बी कल्टिवेटेड बाई साधक. दिस धर्म विल टेक अस टू लॉर्ड. धर्म मीन्स ऑल गुड वैल्यूज एंड वी हैव सीन दीज वैल्यूज मेनी टाइम्स. इफ यू इनकल्केट और इम्बाइब वन वैल्यू, ऑल अदर वैल्यू विल स्टार्ट कमिंग. सो आवर जॉब इज ओनली दिस मच टू इनकल्केट वैल्यूज. आफ्टर दैट लॉर्ड विल टेक केयर.
तरन्ति यञ्जसा मृत्युं निर्वृत्ता यदनुग्रहात् योगिनः स भवान् किं किं हि वदनो गृह्येत् यत्परैः.
तरन्ति, तरन्ति मीन्स क्रॉस ओवर. अञ्जसा इजिली, यू कैन क्रॉस ओवर इजिली. मृत्युं, मृत्यु मीन्स बर्थ एंड डेथ, ओशन ऑफ चेंज, दिस संसार, यू कैन क्रॉस ओवर इजिली. निवृत्ता यद अनुग्रहात, निवृत्ता, निवृत्ता मीन्स हु आर डिस्पैशनेट टुवर्ड द वर्ल्ड. निवृत्ता, हु हैव गॉट नो मेटेरियल डिजायर, निवृत्ता. एंड यद अनुग्रहात, यद अनुग्रहात बिकॉज ऑफ द मर्सी ऑफ द ग्रेस ऑफ द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ दैट लॉर्ड. वी नीड फोर टाइप्स ऑफ कृपा फॉर लिबरेशन. वॉट आर द फोर टाइप्स ऑफ कृपा? शास्त्र कृपा, गुरु कृपा, कृपा एंड आत्म कृपा एंड भगवत कृपा. सो भगवत कृपा इज ऑलवेज देयर, यू नो इट फॉर श्योर, इट इज ऑलवेज देयर. भगवत कृपा, शास्त्र कृपा एंड गुरु कृपा, दैट इज ऑल्सो अवेलेबल. बट आत्म कृपा इज नॉट अवेलेबल. How do you say Atma Kripa is not available? Because 200 families are here, but only 10 are present here. What happened to 190?
Today 11.
Atma Kripa is not there. Bhagavad Kripa is there, Shastra Kripa is there, Guru Kripa is there, but Atma Kripa is not there. आत्म कृपा इज असेंशियल. योगिना से भगवान किम स्वित अनुग्रहित यत परे. बट हाउ आर यू एक्सपेक्टिंग एनीथिंग फ्रॉम अस फॉरगिवनेस? बिकॉज ऑफ योर कृपा पीपुल गेट लिबरेशन, दे क्रॉस दिस मृत्यु संसार एंड यू आर टेलिंग अस फॉरगिवनेस. क्या बात करते हैं आप, हमसे क्या मांगते हो? तो स्पिरिचुअल एस्पिरेंट क्रॉस ओवर ओशन ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ बाय ट्रेडिंग निवृत्ति मार्ग. निवृत्ति मार्ग मीन्स यू हैव डिस्टेंस फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड. प्रवृत्ति मार्ग, प्रवृत्ति मार्ग मीन्स यू आर डूइंग लॉट ऑफ एक्शंस. निवृत्ति मार्ग मीन्स यू हैव डिस्टेंस फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड, यू हैव कम सेपरेटली टू अ सेक्लूडेड प्लेस एंड स्टार्टेड डूइंग श्रवण मनन एंड निधिध्यासन. दे आर ओनली टू मार्ग, प्रवृत्ति मार्ग एंड निवृत्ति मार्ग. These are not two marg. Marg, you understand? Two paths. They are not two paths. It's only one path. Mahatma Gandhi marg becomes Jinnah marg there. Jinnah marg. So you have to start with the Pravitti marg. From Pravitti marg, you have to come to Nibritti marg. What is Pravitti marg? Pravitti marg is that you have to do Karma Yoga. Your journey should start with the Karma Yoga. When you do Karma Yoga, then what will happen? Slowly, slowly, your Vasana will come down. Then you become fit for Nibritti Marg. What is Nibritti Marg? You will get chance to Shravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Did you get it? Pravitti Marg and Nibritti Marg is the one and the same Marg. Pravitti Marg will lead to Nibritti Marg. Pravitti Marg means you have to do Karma Yoga. By doing Karma Yoga, you become purified. Once the mind is purified, then you become fit for Shravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. So to come to Nibritti Marg, you must have a qualification of Pravritti Marg. So taranti anjasa amrittum nibrittiman. It is not possible that Lord can be favored by others. Nibritti mark you have to take. So by the grace of the Lord, a person can cross sansar sagar. By the grace of the Lord. Here it is said, because of your anugrah, one gets. In Gita also it is said same thing. Devi esa gunmai mammaya durattaya. Maam eva prapadyante maya metam taranti te. Devi esa gunmai mammaya. Ye maya jo hai na. Whose maya is that? Mammaya. Lord says it is my maya. How it is that? Devi esa gunmai. It has got three gun. Sattva, rajas and tamas. And it is divine maya. It is my power. But it is very difficult to cross it. Duratya, very difficult to cross. Mahamevi prapajante, those who surrender to me. Those who surrender to me, those who come to my mark, bhakti mark, or karma mark, or jnana mark. Mahamevi prapajante, mayam etam tarantite. I remove their maya. Like Meera surrendered to Lord. Then he sing. What is that song? Bhavasagar sukh gaye ab fikar nahi tarnan ki. Is it something like that? Ab fikar nahi ab tarnan ki. Bhavasagar sukh gaya. Bhavasagar means this sansar of change, ocean of change. What is sagar? You can't see the other end. Other shore of the sagar you can't see. Now for Meera, this whole sagar, this whole ocean is dried up. A fikar nahi tarnan ki, I don't have to. So how this has happened? Because of his grace. Meera surrendered to Lord. Then the cup of poison also became amrit for her. Nothing happened. So by karma yog, bhakti yog, jnana yog help us to cross sansar sagar. Karma kand pleases devta for getting favor from them. We do karma kand. See, whenever you want to do something in our ancient time, people used to perform yajna. Swarg jana hai. Oh, they will do the home for the swarg, they will go there. Or you want a progeny, putreshti yajna. Oh, you get a son. So for different karma kand, you get the different benefits. Whatever you want, you do it. But ultimately, if you want moksha, then karma kand is not going to help you. For mukti, we don't have any karma kand. What is the way of mukti? Bina atma gyan, without knowledge. So what will happen to the bhakti margi? Immediately you will ask me, what will happen to bhakti margi, those who are going to temple? Will they not get mukti? They will get. For bhakta, Lord has said in Gita, dadami buddhi yogam. Dadami buddhi yogam means what? When they are qualified, for after going for many, many years to temple, their mind is purified. How their mind is purified? You have to remember this science. When your mind is reveling in the world, it is collecting impurities. When you are going to the temple or the tirthyatra or you are doing the japa, your mind gets purified. So when the mind gets purified, then they become fit for knowledge. When they become fit for knowledge, the dami buddhi yoga means it's not that the Narayan will come and touch. Now you are realized. No. He will arrange. He will send your guru in your life. Somebody will come. Oh, Chinmay Mission is there. You go there. They will teach you Vedanta. How you were introduced to Chinmay Mission? Somebody told you. It is like this. It is there. Maja. Otherwise, the people living about only in 1 kilometer this side or that side, they don't know this is Chinmay Mission. What is the purpose of Chinmay Mission here? People don't know. Somebody will come in your life, you tell, oh, now you are fit for this, you should go there. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. So by mercy of the Lord, avidya is removed by vidya, and then cycle of birth and death will end. Truly speaking, Lord does not need any favor. He doesn't need any. He is above all. It is the humbleness of Lord. It is humbleness of the Lord. Next.
यम वै विभूति रूपयाति अनुवेल मन्नैः अर्थार्थीवी स्वशिरसा धृतपादरेणुः धन्यार्पिताङ्घ्री तुलसी नवदाम धाम्नः लोकं मधुप्रतपतेरिव कामयाना.
यम होम वै सर्टनली विभूति. विभूति मीन्स हियर लक्ष्मी जी. हैं लक्ष्मी जी. Upayati, upayati means she waits for, Lakshmi ji waits for. Anuvelam, anuvelam means occasionally, annai artharthi bhi swa sirsa dhrit padurenaha. But other people sometimes they come, artharthi. Artharthi, those who come for money, paisa chahiye, Mother Lakshmi ki puja karte hain, they take the dust of the Mother Lakshmi and put the head on their head. But Lakshmi ji is waiting to serve Narayan. But sometimes he is called upon to help the devotees. So they take the dust at the feet of Lakshmi and put in it. That Lakshmi ji, dhanyarpita angri tulsi navadamak dhamno. Dhanya means the devotees. Some devotees come, what they do? Arpita angri. Arpita means they offer. Angri at the feet. What? Tulsi Nava. Tulsi means Tulsi. Nava means new Tulsi. Mala. Dam means mala. They come and offer the mala, garland of Tulsi at the feet of Narayan. Dhamno, having a place. Lokam Madhubrat. Madhubrat Pater Iva Kamayana. But that Lakshmi is Kamayana, is desirous. Desirous of what? Because the king of the bees hover around Tulsi, you know, around Tulsi. And Lakshmi wants to be that king of bee, to be always at the feet of Lord. She wants that. But because of her rights, because of her office, she has to sometimes go away, na, to the devotees to bless them. Aapne puja kiya hai, she has to go. But Lakshmi ji wants. So Lakshmi, the dust of whose feet is worn on the head of others, waits upon you as appointed, for she is anxious to secure a place in the abode of the king of bees, who hovers on fresh tulsi mala, offered at your feet by some blessed bhakta. See, Lakshmi is also desirous of that. So tulsi has a special status because it is placed at the lotus feet of the Lord. As the king of bees hover for over Tulsi offered at the Lord's feet, so the Lakshmi sought by all Devta and Brahman. Everybody wants Lakshmi. Devta and Brahman, they want a look. Bhagwan, Mother, ek bar dekh lo meri taraf, bas, ho gaya. Always engages in serving the lotus feet of the Lord. No one is benefactor of the Lord. All are servants of the Lord.
यम वै विभूति रूपयाति अनुवेल मन्नैः यस्ताम विविक्त चरितेर अनुवर्तमानाम नात्याद्रियत परम भागवत प्रसंगः सत्वं दिजानुपथ पुनरज पुनीतः श्रीवत्स लक्ष्म्यो किमगा भगभाजनस्त्वम.
यस्ताम या मीन्स हु. Tam means Lakshmi, Vivakta means completely, Charitai means devotional services, Anuvartamanam serving. Lakshmi ji is serving Lord. But na atadriyata, not, but the Lord is not attached to her. Earlier also it was said, Lakshmi ji is serving Lord, but Lord is not attached to Lakshmi ji. Atyadriya means attachment, and na means not. Param Bhagavat Prasanga. Param means great, Bhagavat means bhakta, prasanga means attached. But Lord loves and gets attached to bhakta. Lakshmi ji is serving constantly Lord. Lord is not attached to Lakshmi ji, but Lord is attached and he loves his bhakta. Svatam dij anupath punya raja punitah. Lord, Sam is Lord, Tam is you, dij Brahman, anupath means the path, punya raja means sanctified dust of the feet, punita, it purifies. Sri Vatsa Lakshma Kim Gaha Bhagabhajanam Stoma. But the Sri Vatsa, that mark is there, Sri Vatsa mark is there. Kim Aga, what obtained Bhagabhajanam Stoma? You are reservoir of all the qualities. Bhaga means qualities. What is Bhaga? Sikshana, Bhagavan, Dhanwan. Dhanwan means one who has got wealth. Bhagavan means who has got six bhaga. What are six bhags? Aishwarya means lordliness. Yasya fame. Virya means valor. Vairagya, dispassion. Jnana. And Lakshmi, Sri Lakshmi. And these are all in unlimited qualities. It's not that this much. We have got little bit, but Bhagavan has got in unlimited quantity. So Lakshmi envies Tulsi. Tulsi is placed at the feet of Lord. Just now we saw, she is placed at the feet of Lord and does not move. Tulsi sits there. Whereas the Lakshmi, although stationed by the chest of the Lord, where is Lakshmi? Here. Where is Tulsi? At the feet. Tulsi never moves. Where is the Lakshmi? She has to move. Why? To bless the other devotees. Jo unki pad dhuli lete hain, those who worship Lakshmi ji. So she has to bless them also. Sometime has to place other bhakts who pray for her favor. Therefore, Lord appreciates service of Tulsi. Lord appreciate the service of Tulsi more than Lakshmi, because Lakshmi sometimes leave and go. Tulsi stays. Tulsi never goes. See? When Lord says, my bhag or my opulences are because of Brahman, it is to teach others to show respect to Brahman. Lord said, all my this thing has come because of Brahman, because they tell the katha and all this, then my dust of the feet has become so purified and gives all those sacred things to others. When he is saying so, that means he is showing respect to others. Although Lord is not dependent on anyone for his bhag, he is self-sufficient. This six bhaga opulences, he is not dependent on others or Brahman. It's not the Brahman who is giving wealth. Brahman is the most poorest pebble. They normally don't have any wealth. How can they give wealth to Lord? They don't have. But Lord says, I got this six bhaga from Brahman. Who is greater? One who salutes or to whom salutations are offered? Narayan is offering salutation to Brahman. Who is greater? One who salutes is greater. Paramatma is saluting Brahman. Brahman is greater. If the Brahman come to know, there will be Abhiman. But in the Lord, there is no Abhiman. What is there is the humility. Vinaya is there. Out of humility, he is telling all these things.
So vinaya, humility is greater than ahankar. Humility is greater than ahankar.
Dharmasya te bhagavat triyugatrivisvai svaihi padvischaracharamidam dvijadevatartham nunam bhritam tadavighati rajastamascha sattvena novaradayatanuvanirasya.
Dharmasya, personification of religion, te, you, Bhagavat, the Lord, triyuga. Triyuga means, you know about chaturyuga, na? Here it is a triyuga. What is triyuga? Satyuga, Treta and Dwapar. Kali Yuga is not included here. Okay. Tribhi. Tribhi means the three. There are three legs. What are these three? We will see that. Swai, your own. Then Padbhi. Padbhi means the feet. Dharma is standing on three feet. Characharam idam dvija devata artham. This char and achar, animate and inanimate, is for the devata and Brahman. Dvij means Brahman. Devata, for their protection, they are there. Nunam, however, brit protected, tad abhidhati, destroying rajas tamascha. Please destroy our rajas and tamas. Who is saying to whom? Rishi is saying to Narayan. Sanakshanandan, they are saying to Narayan. Rajas and tamas, please remove. How? Sattvena. By sattvagun, by your goodness. Who has got the sattva-gun? Narayan has got the sattva-gun. Who has got the rajas and tamas-gun? Sanak-sanandan. How? Because they got angry. Because they got angry. Kama krodha rajo-gun samudbhava. Kama eso krodha eso rajo-gun samudbhava. When the kama comes, when the krodha comes, at that time, Rajagun has come. So they are saying Raja and Tama. Tama means the ignorance. So Sanak Sanandana's mind was agitated. So Rajagun has come. And there was ignorance also. So they are requesting now Narayan, please remove our Raju and Tamogun, Satvena. Naha Vardaya. Vardaya means by your blessing. Please bless us. Tanuva Nirasya. And driving away our Rajas Tamas by you. So, O Lord, in the form of Dharma, you are manifest in three Yuga. Satya Yuga, Trita and Dwapar Yuga. Kali being notorious for its marked absence of Dharma. In Kali Yuga, the Dharma is not there. Truthfulness, satyam is there. That is what scripture says. Satyam is there. But that also in very attenuated form, they say. You protect dharma with the three feet. What are the three feet? One is the purity of mind and body. That is called saucham. Saucham. And second is tapas, austere penance, tapa. And third is compassion, daya. So 3 feet of dharma is saucham, tapah, and daya. You protect this jagat consisting of animate and inanimate being for the sake of gods and Brahman. All inanimate and animate, they are being protected for devata and Brahman. Since you are sattva-gun pradhan, please drive away our rajas tamogun and also a Brahman, they are inimical to virtues. Rajas and tamas drive away your virtues. When rajas and tamas comes, then your virtues are gone. Why Triyug is said? Why Kali is not included? In Triyug, he manifests as a avatar. In Satyug, in Treta and Dwapar, he will come as a avatar. But in Kali Yuga, he will come as a channa avatar. Channa avatar means covered. You will not be able to see him. Channa avatar.
Some Mahatma say that Chaitanya was also an avatar. But people could not recognize. Channa avatar. He will not come as a like Ram and Krishna and Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, not like. He will come. He will come. Whenever there is a decay in dharma, he will come. But that is called Channa avatar, covered avatar. So Savanath Kumar cursed Dwarpal in the mode of passion and ignorance. When they were obstructed, anger came. And anger comes when the Rajogun comes. Rajogun comes. Therefore, they are praying to the Lord to remove their passion and ignorance by His Sattvagun. Please bless us. Please remove our Rajas and Tamas.
Natvam dijottamakulam yadiyatma gopam gopta brishasvarhanena susunritena brahmeirvanangshati shivastavadeva pantha loko agrahishad rishavasahitat pramanam.
Natvam, not you, dvij uttam kulam. Dvij means Brahman. Brahman, uttam kulam, highest class. Out of Brahman, Vaishya, Sudra and Kshatriya, Brahman is uttam, best class, uttam class. Yadi hi atma gopam, they are worthy to be protected. Because the highest class is the best class, they have got the guna. What are those guna? Sama, dama, tapa and all. We just now saw that. They have got the uttam guna also. They are to be protected. Atma gopam. By whom? Gopta, by the protector. You are protector. You are protector of dharma. You should protect. Brisa swaharnena su sa sunritena. Brisa means the best. Swaharnena means by worship. The Brahman is to be worshipped. And also sa sunritena along with the mild word. So you should praise and worship. That is why Narayan is saying that. I worship Brahman. And he is telling so many good words about Brahman. Narayan is doing that. And Rishi Kumar also saying that you should do it. Why you should do it? They will tell. If you don't do tarhi, eva, tarhi, then nakshati. If you don't do, then it will be lost. Nakshati. Siva tava deva pantha. Siva means auspicious. Tava means your deva pantha. Your path of bhakti will be destroyed. If you don't praise Brahman, if you don't protect Brahman, then what will happen? Your bhakti mark will be lost. Then he says, lokaha agrihasat rishabasya hi tat pramanam. Loka, people in general. People in general, agrihasya would accept rishabasya of the best. He because tat pramanam. They take it as a praman authority. Meaning is that Yajad Acharti, we have got in the Gita. Yajad Acharti Sheshtra, Tattat Itre Jana. So if you are the Shrestha person, if you are praising Brahman, if you are protecting Brahman, if you are worshipping Brahman, or if you are telling something good about Brahman, the other people in the Loka, they will also start acting according to them. Because you become Praman. You become Praman. People will follow you. So, O Lord, you are protector for all Brahman. If you do not protect them by offering worship and mild word, their auspicious path of worship will be rejected by the people in general, who act on the strength and authority of your lordship. Since the Lord is praising, worshipping Brahman, so naturally the people will also start doing the same thing. So Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, yajad acharati shrestha tattat eva itaro jana, so that the general people follow that path. Lord is the protector of Brahman and cow. Earlier we have seen, go Brahman hitaya cha. Earlier he said about the unsheltered people also. When Lord Krishna came as an avatar, he protected cows and was respectful to Brahman Bhakta. We know the story of Sudama. He washed his feet, gave him his own dress, and asked him to sit on his own chair, worshipping Brahman. Brahman has better quality than other castes, therefore they need to be protected. Kumara or Brahman, Lord personally is showing respect. Brahman's glory, he has already said. If they are not protected, then society will lose intelligence in spiritual life. If Brahman are not protected, what will happen? Intelligence will go away. Khatam ho jayega. So such society, nekshati, annihilated or spoiled. Brahman follow path of bhakti. That path is auspicious. It should be protected. Lord personally exhibit respect to Kumaras. That is the purpose. When Lord is serving Brahman, that means he expects all the people to respect Brahman. That is the idea.
Tatte anavishtamivam sattva nidhirvidastah kshemam janaya nijashakti virudhritarehe naitavatatra dhipartavata vishvabhartuhu tejakshatam tu avatanasya sate vinodah avanatasya sate vinodah.
This can never be to your liking. You are storehouse of sattva. Ever doing what is good for people and uprooting the adharmi through your agent, that is Raja. How Lord is acting in the world? Through Raja. Punishing the adharmi, punishing who are doing adharma. You are Lord of three worlds. Three worlds means entire creation. You are Lord of all three kinds. And protection of the whole universe. Your glory will not come down by saluting Brahman. You are Lord, but your glory will not come down by saluting Brahman. This is your Leela. It is said Lord Krishna was never reduced in his position when he became cowherd boy. Respected Sudama Brahman or Bhakta like Yudhishthir, Vasudev and Pandav. His glory never came down. So when he is praising Brahman, that doesn't mean that his glory is coming down. With the help of Maya, he takes form for the protection of Dharma. One more verse is there, but that requires elaboration. We'll see it in our next class.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari.